Today, I'm rocking the suburbs.
We take a trip down to Jacksonville. It's a short trip, really.
A short trip?
Yeah, only three steps. Hey, Patrick, before we get started today, I forgot to ask you this. Have you yet on the podcast given a dog report, a puppy report?
I don't think I have, no.
Okay.
Yeah, that's.
Do you want to?
Sure.
Do you want to make this big reveal right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of you listeners may know that we adopted a beagle puppy about a month ago, a little less than a month ago now. And boy, is she a handful. She's really sweet. I'm not sure how her name came about. Well, I do know, but her name is Bucket. So it's a twofold kind of a thing. Originally, my wife was going to adopt a Chihuahua named Mop, who's already had a name and its name was Mop. And, so we were like, boy, having a dog, Mop and Bucket would be great, wouldn't it? And then, so we didn't get Mop, but we did get Bucket. So we stuck with Bucket. And, I've never had a beagle before or been around one, especially one that's young, and they have some very different habits than other dogs I've been around. There are currently between 15 and 17 of my socks buried somewhere in the backyard.
Yeah.
Yes. And boy, they're a little bit different. And, I know our good friend Bill Mulligan has a beagle, and he came over and inspected the beagle and said, yep, this is 100% pure beagle. But what he told me that's interesting, Jim, is that they bred the beagles to have the white tip on their tails on purpose, so that when they were chasing a fox in the pack, the riders could see their tails because they will always be up in the air when they are on the scent.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is true. I knew that at one point. I forgot. Yeah. That is true. We had a beagle. My wife and I had a beagle when we, shortly after we got married. So back in like the 90s, we had a beagle and she was crazy. She was just crazy. So they are. They're kind of nuts. They're very loving dogs.
Sweet, yeah.
Very sweet, yes, yes. But they're kind of nuts. Just be
a
ready.
A bundle of energy. Luckily, my youngest has been taking care of the puppy almost all the time. So she's good at that sort of thing.
And that, that breeding, that hunting dog, hound breeding that they have means that they are always looking for something. They are super curious dogs. They are always looking for something.
It's amazing. Yeah. And boy, I mean, she was pretty small when we got her, but now when she stands up on her back legs and puts her paws up, she's almost onto the kitchen counter. So we're going to have to be very careful about that kind of stuff. One day we'll have the epic meetup between Bucket and Shadow, and we'll see how it goes.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see how that goes.
Well,
Shadow is a funny dog because as he's gotten older, see, now he comes more from a like herding dog type of breeds, right? And as he's gotten older, and he's three now, so still, young enough to be crazy, but he's developed these sort of habits of he can be very, very cautious.
Mm, interesting.
And I think it's because he's always trying to sort of like assess the situation, what's going on,
right?
And he's like, so when, like, is this thing a threat or not kind of thing or whatever, what I mean? Like,
how do I control this?
And so what's funny is, in the house, just randomly in the house, when something goes by outside, he barks like crazy, like to warn us of this thing because, he's got to protect the herd or whatever.
Yeah.
But if somebody comes into the yard or up to the front door or whatever, then he like backs off.
Oh, is that right?
Like, I don't know about this. Yeah. And he gets all sort of quiet and, reserved.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
So when he comes around another dog, even though he goes super crazy wanting to see that dog, as soon as they get close, he starts to be like,
wait a minute.
Hang on. Yeah. Until he gets to know them. And then he's like,
right. That makes sense. Yeah. He's very intelligent. There's no doubt about that.
So he's too smart sometimes.
Yeah, he's very smart. Very smart. Why he allows me to be his only true friend, I don't know. That's his only failing.
His only true friend.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are we here? I'll tell another funny story about Shadow tomorrow.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that.
I don't know. It's moderately funny. But anyway. Okay. So anyway, the show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're doing more new music today, right?
Yeah, pretty excited. Why don't we jump right in? This is a caller whose voice I think you guys are familiar with.
Good morning, Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. This is Sonny Varney from Franklin Park, Illinois. And these are my picks for March new music. My first choice is a band I recently discovered on Spotify under a list of suggested artists I should check out. They are called Fortune Child. They're from Jacksonville, Florida, and their debut album is called Close to the Sun. The album was produced by Kevin Nelson, who has worked with Lynyrd Skynyrd and Journey, among others. Their sound is described as a new wave of classic rock, which means their sound is rooted in 70s hard rock and with a modern touch. And I just listened to an interview with a couple of members of the band, and they cited Led Zeppelin and Montrose as a couple of influences. It's a very solid album from start to finish. It's probably one of my favorites for 2022 so far. It's gotten a lot of positive reviews, and another artist, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, gave it a thumbs up. And the track I'd like for you to play is called Feet Down Low.
Packs a punch.
It does. And there's a song, I'm going to say two quick things about this. One is, as soon as I heard the band was from Jacksonville, this band is Fortune Child, right?
Yep,
Heard the band is from Jacksonville, before Sonny even got to the description, I was like, this had better be some kind of like classic rock sound or I'm going to be disappointed, right? Because
that's right,
it's like, Jacksonville doesn't produce like, you know, dance pop or new wave or that kind of thing, man. Jacksonville is like guitar rock place.
That is
right?
That is it. Yep. No K-pop bands in Jacksonville for sure.
Probably twin guitars, right?
Yeah.
You know, twin lead guitars playing, right? That's how you want it. The other thing too is I immediately thought once I heard that big kind of like stomp and that, you know, bit of kind of southern rock kind of sound, I'm like, this song is destined to become like the theme song to some, you know, prestige TV show.
Yes.
You know, gritty and crime, you know, crime ridden and all that kind of stuff, right? That's where it's headed. So
Totally. Or for use at the Jacksonville Jaguars games to get everybody start clapping.
Ooh,
in the stands, right? Yeah.
To get all 25 people going. Oh, no, sorry. No. I kid.
We kid because we love. Yeah, so cool pick. And Sonny came back with another one.
My second choice was a band I came across on the Rock is New to the New World site. They are called Ceramic Animal. They are from Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Their latest album is called Sweet Unknown. The band was signed by Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys to his Easy Eye Sounds label. And he also helped produce the album. Their sound is described as a mix of 70s pop, psych rock, and glam. Another very solid album, and the song I'd like for you to play is called I Can't Wait. In closing, I'd like to say thanks, Jim, Patrick, intern, for everything you do. Take care, everybody. Let's keep rocking the suburbs. Goodbye.
That is good. That is some cool. good stuff, man.
Yeah, yeah, cool stuff. Can definitely understand why Dan Auerbach would be into that group, especially and if he helped produce some of it, that stinging lead guitar right there, that's kind of stabbing at you. Totally makes sense for him. Yeah.
It's got great energy, too. I like that quite a bit.
Be a great band to see in a bar on a Saturday night or something that. It sounds like. You know what, though, Jim? I discovered that Doylestown, Pennsylvania is home to another famous musician other than Ceramic Animal. Pink came from Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, me neither.
Wow.
I just looked it up this morning when I was thinking to myself, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Where the heck's that? But yeah, thank you, Sonny, as always, for calling in. We really appreciate that. Right now, we got a call, Jim, from Kevin Porter. And where did it go? Oh, I think it's right here.
Hello, Jim, Patrick, interns, and Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Kevin Porter from just outside of Baltimore, Maryland, with my pick for my favorite album, The March. There were a lot of good records released this past month. Two that come to mind are the new Band of Horses record and Young Gov's third album. The one that caught my ear, though, is Bodega's Broken Equipment. Bodega's a five-piece band out of Brooklyn. Their sound's kind of a mashup of post-punk and dance music. Some influences, I would say, include Parquet Courts, Gang of Four, B-52s, Pylon, maybe even a little LCD sound system. It's a fun dance punk record. I really enjoyed a lot. The song I recommend playing is Pillar on the Ridge of You. Thanks a lot. Have a great April. Talk to you soon.
Great stuff. That really appeals to my sensibilities, that song. The guitars and the stop-start bass and all of it. Yeah, yeah. It makes me want to like it a lot. Whatever it has, that magic chemistry.
I think we may have played this band. Bodega? That's the band?
Out of Brooklyn?
Yeah, way back. Episode 408.
Wow. Years ago.
It was also a new music episode back in 2018. Oh. So
incredible.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, cool. Cool band.
Great pick,
Kevin.
Have
a good groove, good sensibility, I think. Yeah.
We got to find out which direction outside of Baltimore Kevin is. You know, is he north? Is he south? Is he east? Is he west? Probably can't be too far east, because then you'll be in the Chesapeake Bay, essentially.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
I hope he's planning to come to Suburbs Fest.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
D.C., that would be September 29th and 30th and October 1st.
Right.
You're going to want to come to that, Kevin. We need to see you, all right?
Just got to drive down 95 there, buddy, and it'll be a good time. Yeah.
Easy.
And you don't even have to go all the way to Virginia. You just can go to Maryland, to Silver Spring, right? It's in your state.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's in your state. Yeah,
that's
how
right.
can you miss it? Yeah.
It's an easy drive. It only takes about, 3 hours to go, 45 miles or whatever it is, right? So,
Yeah. If there's no breakdowns or accidents, then it's five. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. All right.
Anyway, thanks. Good to hear from you, Kevin.
All right. That was great stuff. So, tomorrow, what do we have? Tomorrow we have a couple more callers.
Yeah, we are going to hear from two familiar voices, and Scott Isom, he's kind of, you'll hear what he says tomorrow. He's kind of nominated himself as the New Music Week closer. So he's the guy we bring in from the bullpen to run it out. So nice. We'll hear from him tomorrow.
All right. Very good. All right. Take care of that puppy.
Will do. Will do. Right. Okay. I got to go see what she's chewing on right now.
As long as she doesn't chew any of the, like, the cables and wires and things like that that you need to record.
At one point, I found myself saying, don't chew the wall.
Oh, my gosh. Is this one of these deals now where, like, when you come in the house, like, you got to put your shoes, like, in the closet, close the door, like that kind of deal?
Exactly right. Yep.
Have anything out about?
That's right. All socks and underwear have to be locked down and secured. Oh, my gosh. They'll be gone. Yeah.
See, we're lucky. Shadow's never really been a chewer. When we first got him, when he was 5-6 months old or something like that, he chewed on a couple of things, but he quickly grew out of that, and he's never...
That's
not
good.
Been his deal.
That's
not been
good.
His deal.
Very but good. Yeah.
I mean, he'll chew on his toys, but he knows which one are his toys. We got lucky with that deal. He has some other issues, but not that one. Okay. All right. Let's get out of here. More new music tomorrow. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all then. Well, the party was nice. The party was pumping. Hey, yeah. V-I-O. And everybody having a ball. V-I-O. Until the fellas started in calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor one shout out. Who let the dogs out? 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 I see the dance people had a ball. Cause Billy Bonders get out. Get back, Gruffy. Bash, Gruffy. Get back, you flea infested. It's so Doyle. What did we say it's called? Doylestown. It's a little north. It's just a little north of Philadelphia. Between Philadelphia and Allentown. And it's actually very close to New Jersey. So